You know, it drives me crazy. I've been preaching here and here over 50 years. And now I hear people, and they'll put a handle on whatever the message is who's supposed to be for. Revival's for the church, revival's for the lost, revival. Drives me crazy. My word, this word, is for you and me.
Amen.
If you're saved, it's for you. If you're lost, it's for you. So let's all share it alike.
Amen.
It's for everybody. I may be jumping around a little bit here and yonder.
Bless the Lord.
But I want you to pay attention to what I'm saying, Lord. As we get into the message this morning, the first verse in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, it said this. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, for the evidence of things not seen.
Bless the Lord.
Now as we get into the message this morning, I want you to keep that in mind. Because if I would use a thought or a text, I'm going to be looking for the evidence. And that's the thought that I want to leave you is evident in the 11th chapter, 6th verse of Hebrews. But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is.
Amen.
And that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Now, this morning, if you think about the evidence, and you think about your life, I want you to think about that the man that's saved and really saved today, why he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him.
Amen.
And there's an evidence. Boy, I tell you what, I look back from the day that I got saved. It was the same Word of God that we hold in our hand today. Today, and He preached the Word. I want to tell you, I got saved that night. I walked the aisle for Christ. I've never went back on the Lord. Boys, I have slid around on the rock. You know what? When I begin to doubt, when I begin to just do whatever I want to do, I begin to see the devil a working. The evidence of the devil is on my trail. Man, when I begin to pray,
bless the Lord.
And when I lift up my voice to heaven, and then I can see the evidence. He is a great rewarder.
Amen.
Of them that diligently seek Him. Now, we get in the message. I just read you that. I just give you a thought of what I'm going to preach. The evidence of things hoped for. And He is a great rewarder. Now, let's go into Luke. The 6th chapter and the 46th verse. Notice this. Keep in mind what I said to you. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever come to me and hear my sayings and do them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man that built an house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the floods arose and the storms beat violently upon that house, and it could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock.
Bless the Lord.
But he that heareth and do not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the storms did beat violently, and immediately it failed.
Yeah.
And the ruins of that house was great.
Amen.
Now I'm going to talk to you just for a little while. You know, you go out and you begin to build a building. And you're there and you got everything fixed. I invite your neighbors over. And for a while, everything is all right. Everything looks fresh. Everything is new. And everything is fine.
Brother, listen, for a while.
And then you begin to look. And sometimes, even to my wife, I will say to me, we got to clean up this filthy mess that we have made. She accuses me of carrying in scratch on my feet. I guess I do. Brother, listen to you. To me today, the Bible said that a man would dig deep. Yes, you've got to dig, preacher. I want to tell you today, whenever you dig deep, brother, and you get down to the rock, down is rock. Brother, listen, it's down a place of the lust and the filth and of the flesh. Boy, when you come off of that rock and you're loving your brother, you're loving somebody, even though they ain't no count, you can love them anyway. You got the evidence. Pray a little dried up prayer, and you still hate your neighbor in behavior and strive. Brother, there's evidence.
Amen.
It indeed did.
Amen.
Yes,
I know today that we have to pray. We have to seek God every day when we pray and ask God for things in our life. And God come on the scene. Brother, the evidence, He is a great rewarder. Listen, time goes on. And you begin to feel the feeling. I'd rather be down the fire into the house of God. You need to clean up your act.
Amen.
It's plain, ain't it?
Amen.
Whenever you start neglecting out of the house of God and the work of God, my brother, listen, and sir, you ain't dug deep enough, you ain't cleaned it up enough. When I get to try to clean, I help my wife. I'm pushing this point out everywhere that I need to clean. Yeah, I can understand that. But listen, the evidence I hear today, maybe you're here, you've been saved, you got a greater desire to be somewhere else. Brother, listen, Jesus said this, if you will confess, He is faithful and just to forgive you of your sin. What a reward.
Yeah.
How are we going to go on? To a prophet. I love this prophet. I can see that younger in the second king. That's the 20th chapter. Brother, a man that got sick. He got sick unto death. He was a king.
Amen.
He was somebody.
Yeah.
But he got sick. Isaiah, the old prophet, I went up to Hezekiah's house, and he began to say to Hezekiah, he said, you're going to die.
Yep.
You need to set your house in order. You cannot live. Listen, Hezekiah, I'm supposed the caretaker of the family. I was gathered around, waiting for the sick king to die. He had enough of sins to know. He turned his face to the wall, tuning them all out. And he began to pray.
Amen, Lord.
Bless him, Lord. He said, Lord, how you remember how that I used to walk with you upright and done that which was right in that time? Oh, listen. And the Bible said that it wept sore. He was cleaning up his act even though he was sick.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
You may be on your sick bed. You may need to clean up your act. You might have the evidence that you strayed too far from the shore.
Bless him, Lord.
Listen, he done his work. He was on his way. Yeah. I'm going home. My work is done. I told that old king that it was good enough. I'm on my way. The Lord said, before he got out to the middle court, he said, Isaiah, he said, go back and tell the king, tell him, I have seen his tears, I have heard his prayers, and I'm going to heal him.
Amen.
Oh, and Isaiah went back, and he told him. But you know what he had to do? On the third day, he had to go up to the house of the Lord. Then you tell me that the house of God is not important. It was important then. It's important today. You can take it however you want it. You're lost and you're undone. You begin to dig. I pray. I listen. Whenever you have prayed down, I see you love and you got along and I to go to heaven. This world, I don't mean nothing to you. You come out from among the world and stand against the wiles of the devil. It's a pretty good sign that you got saved.
Amen.
Huh? Amen. Oh, he began to tell old Hezekiah. Hezekiah said, what shall be the sign? My brother, listen, and Isaiah said, you tell the son to go down, I come back, I take your pig, you make a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he said, wouldn't be nothing but to go down.
Yeah.
But bring that thing back. It would be an evidence that God is in the rain on. My brother, listen. And now, and he said, you go up the house of God on the third day and it will be done.
Yeah.
Boys, I tell you what I believe. I said, down. He is a rewarder of them that diligent. I seek him, my brother. And God, I spoke to the sun ball, which he set out on nothing. I to shine. And day after day after day, that sun, I would come up in the morning and go down in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't get behind, it didn't miss a lick.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But that day, stopped.
Mm-hmm.
For the sick king, for the king, just to see the evidence of God on the scene. Oh, when he began to bring that old sun ball back, 10 degrees, I believe if I'd been the sick king, brother, I'd have shouted hallelujah.
Amen.
The evidence of things not seen. Listen. Whenever you wake up in the morning and the storm of life is raging, I listen spiritually. I guess your spiritual being. I listen, but you still steadfast and still praying. Yeah, the storm blows me away. Lord, I'll still be leaning on you.
That's right.
That's evidence you got what you need.
Amen.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hold on.
That's it.
Keep on keeping on.
Mm-hmm.
I see another man. I love this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the old prophet Isaiah.
Yeah.
I don't know if he had a free way to go in and out the king's palace. He must have been acquainted with the king. He was a man of God.
Amen.
And he was respected around the king's palace.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Don't get uptight.
Listen.
He was acquainted around the church too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He had access at the house of God.
Yeah.
I just kind of wondered if nobody I know they don't say. I wonder if he was the king's pastor. Kind of acted like it, didn't he? But now time goes on. There was another man. Listen, the evidence of a great rewarder. If you've been saved, I walk in the road for Christ, I promise you, the devil is going to cause you trouble.
Amen.
But you got to pray your way out of trouble.
Amen.
There was a man that prayed his way out of trouble. You ever pray your way out of trouble? Listen, when you come out on the other side, and you can shout hallelujah, because you've seen the evidence. God is still with me. He ain't left me. He ain't going to.
Amen.
God ain't going to leave you. You're going to leave God.
Amen.
You can turn your back and walk away from Him, Patrick.
Amen.
Listen. I see a little man. God says, Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh. I want you to cry. Those people don't need to be saved. There's work to do. But what did you do? He turned. He paid his fare and went from the presence of God.
Amen.
To make a long story short, you know the story. Man, I like to think about this. Way out in the middle of the sea, and a storm was raging, and he said, I'm guilty. The God that I serve, I made heaven and made earth, and they cast him over. I called a great whale. I don't know. He probably knew him before. But he called him up, and he said, my brother is in trouble. I go get him. And the whale picked him up, brought him back to land. Boy, he got anxious to go do the work of God. And listen, if we come short with God, and when we see that the wind is going to blow us away, we turn to God when trouble comes.
That's right.
We want to show this, Father. Don't you know Jonah was happy? What happened to him? When he got in shape to do the Lord's work, he went over yonder and the whole city was saved.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. What does it take for Christians to get excited and begin and that for God today? Listen, I've heard about the prodigal son all of my life. I've preached about the prodigal son, but there was a phase. You've never read about it. You've never talked about it, probably. But whenever the prodigal son come to his father, and he said, Father, I want to take a journey. I'm leaving. I want the half of the goods that cometh to me. The father, I divided his goods. I give it to him. And he took his journey. And you know the story. And he wasted it on righteous living. I wonder, you know, hardest thing that I could cope with when my mom passed on, what hit me? Lord, you're going to pray for me now. Listen, I don't know. Bible didn't say it, I couldn't back it up, but I believe. Maybe this prodigal son, I had a praying mother. I just slipped off out somewhere. I don't know where my child is. Jesus, you know where he's at. And you know how much trouble he's in. Will you watch over him?
Amen.
Oh, man. Mom sent up prayers. I listen as mom I do today, and dads that don't know where their children is at, lost in the outer darkness of the world.
Come on, brother.
Listen, Bible didn't say that one night or one day he come to himself. He realized that he was going to perish.
Man.
What caused him to think of my father's house that the servants had it far better than I do? I know what I do. I will rise and I'll go to my Father. And I will say to my Father, Father, I have sinned against thee in heaven. He realized that there was a heaven, and he realized that there was a higher power.
Amen.
He arose and took his journey. Evidence. Evidence that God was a rewarder. My. And I'm sure that his mother maybe never didn't even have a hopes to see him. But Lord, wherever he said, I will you save his soul. If he perishes, if he dies, I want to see him. You talk about time, dads and moms, I praise for the children, that's lost in outer darkness. I don't know where they at. He is a rewarder, and there's an evidence that he will go to them. And he will do. He said, if you diligently seek me, ask what you will and it will be done. Listen. She might not have ever seen him. Born New Jerusalem, come down and pick him up. Yeah. They'll meet in New Jerusalem. My. There's my son. That the Lord found me. I'm saved. If you've never been troubled, I'm a young man that's gone astray. Brother, listen. You better get with God. You better stay with God. You better have your foundation. Because trouble is coming.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
Will you stand?
Listen.
I lean on God.
Yeah.
Will you trust in God? Listen, I told you all the things that people got in trouble and God come to them and made a way of an escape. Listen, what about them? They wouldn't listen. As you do today, brethren, your pastor cries and prays and preaches and cries his heart out and people won't listen. They going astray and they just get mad and don't show up. They get mad. Listen. This tells me I need to do some cleaning.
Amen.
At home.
Amen.
Right in here.
Yeah.
You got in hatred. If love didn't replace the hatred, if the joy didn't replace even strife, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Listen, God's people has love, joy, peace. If you got love, joy, and peace, you got it made.
Amen.
The rest of it fall into place.
That's right. Amen.
Listen, we're going a little further. I want you to know this. The Bible said the wicked shall be turned into hell. All nations that forget God, they'll go away into everlasting punishment. Where there's weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth. Don't look for the evidence. I feel down yonder to hell. To deliver you. You got to change. You got perfectly opportunities in that.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
John saw the small and great stand before God. And the books were open. And another book was open.
Amen.
Which was a book of life.
Amen.
And death and hell was delivered up.
Amen.
To judgment.
Amen.
And whosoever's name was not found written in the book of life. Listen. There's another group of people that it reads about. I'm going to ask your pastor to come over to me. Don't you listen. Listen carefully. Let's pray that you don't fit in there in one of these crowds. Turn to Revelation 21 and 8. Listen.
And the abominable, and the murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and adulterers, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. There's a crowd. There ain't no wonder the hell is enlarging. Solomon Gomorrah, I was wiped off the mountain. I because of fearful and unbelieving. They will take hold of everything.
Amen.
God.
Right, brother. The evidence that you're in that crowd, I said, I hope nobody is lost.
Amen.
But there's the evidence. There's evidence you're in that crowd.
Bless him all.
Yes, what? He's faithful.
Amen.
Amen. In the book of life.
Amen.
Why put it off?
Right.
And fall in a day that you can't get out of.
Right.
You have opportunity today.
That's right.
You have a great opportunity. Brother, he's a rewarder. Whenever you kneel, on your bended knees, on a little bench, and lift up your prayers, and shed your tears under conviction, because you're a lost sinner. Brother, listen, he said, I hear your prayer, see your tears, and you're forgiven today. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Listen. But there's another crowd. What happened here? There's another crowd. These are going into a lake of fire. Will burn with fire and brimstone.
Yes.
There's another crowd that's safe to say in New Jerusalem.
Hey,
these are they. I just come out of great tribulation and have the road worn and made white in the blood of the Lamb. And God, being a rewarder, you'll find the evidence that He had took care of you all.
Amen.
That's the whole truth, brother.
Listen. The saints, be safe for the saints. New Jerusalem coming down. Never have to put up with the devil again.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Will you stand today?
God bless you.
Precious Lord.
Leave me alone, Lord. And you want to examine your soul today, and you're going to know for sure that the Lord is an arrangement. I ask you to come this morning. Lord, take my hand.